once again to the 5-minute concept series for Windows Server 2008 R2. This is the second screencast for native web services. In our previous screencast, we looked how to create a native client service that communicated with a WCF component. In this screencast, we're going to be looking at how to create a Windows Web Services API service that can communicate with a managed client or with a native client, if there needs to be the case. It is worth noting that we're not going to be talking much about theory in this screencast, but actually we're going to be diving right away into the code and see what's going on. So therefore, it is of extreme importance that you watch the first series, the first part of the screencast before going any further, as we explain different concepts as far as web services go that will make this the code that we're going to be seeing here in a second be more clear if you look at those screencasts first. So make sure you watch the whole screencast, the first part of this, before going any further. Alright, so like I said, there's not much theory. We're going to go ahead and talk right away as far as the code that we have here. So we have the project, we have different projects here, and 6 in total. And if you look, remember that from the previous screencast, we have the sort library, which is the DLL that takes care of sorting arrays, the sort service, which is the WCF component that communicates with the sort library to carry out this task, and then we have the service host, which is the self-hosted application that hosts the service, the WCF component. Now, in a previous screencast, we built this sort client using Windows Web Services API, and it communicated with the WCF component, just like this guy did, which this is the unmanaged, the C-sharp service client that communicated with the WCF component. Now, what we want to do is we want to build a sort service using Windows Web Services API to replace the WCF component. Now, why would we want to do this? If you think about this, whenever the sort service using WCF communicates with the sort library DLL, there's an interrupt layer over there that if invoked, if the function is invoked many, many times, then it's going to have a negative effect on the performance of the application. So by having unmanaged code talked directly to an unmanaged DLL, we are making sure that the communication is as fast as possible, and it's definitely going to be faster than if you were to use an interrupt layer to create this communication. All right, so that's the motivation behind what we're doing right now. So before we get started, just by opening it up, if you look at what we have here, we have some header files that are from the WSDL, from the XSD, and this should be very familiar to you if you watched the previous screencast. These are generated automatically by using a service util and WS util on the server itself, the WCF server service, and then by running a WS util on the WSDL file to generate all this the C files that contains the signature of the methods and types from the service itself. Okay, so the main source file that we have here, this is from the sort service. Just going to open this real quick. The first thing that you're going to look at is something we previously discussed, which is the inclusion of the webservices.h header file. Also, inclusion of the header files of the header files that were generated from the metadata. Over here, we have forward declaration of the methods that are going to be used later on. And then we start over here with quick sort and insertion sort. Now, if you recall from the client, what we're doing in the client is a function invocation. Now, what we're going to be doing here in the on the service side is function callback. So we need to actually carry out the implementation that's going to be invoking the DLL and obtain the results and return those back to the client. So once again, in order to find out the different parameters that the quicksort function needs to be taking place in order to communicate with the function that was defined, that was called from the client, we go to the whistle file from the sort service, and over here, if we look, for example, for quicksort, then first we're going to find exactly what the name of the function is. If we look again for it, these are the functions, the client function definitions. So these are the ones that we use from the client side. For the service side, you can, if you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see that these are the callback functions. So this is what needs to be implemented on our main CPV file for the service in order to retrieve, to accept the values that are being sent over from the quicksort function that the client is invoking. So just by looking at these, you can see the parameters, and that's exactly what's being included over here with the quicksort operation. So we're accepting the context, the byte array, the array length, and once we do this, what we do is we send this, well, we send the bytes and the length of the WS byte array structure that's coming in, we send it over to this call quicksort function. Now, I'm not going to go a lot into call quicksort, but what it does is basically it sends this information over to the DLL, and it retrieves the sorted array, which is then returned here and sent over to the client. So this code is available, so you want to go ahead and download it. You can examine this in 2D, but I don't want to spend too much time on how quicksort calls the DLL, because that is not the main focus of the screencast, but rather how the Windows Web Services services is actually declared. All right, so if we go down into main for the web service, we're going to see something very familiar, like we did on the client side, which is define the WS error. And against these values are defined, well, they're defined right here, and the use the WS create error in order to obtain this inf to create the error object the way it should. Also the heap, which is the way the object responsible for the serialization of the information. It's also created with initial size here of 100,000 bytes. And also one other thing that we have here is we need to have the function table. And if you look at this function table and we scroll down to the sort service whistle.h file, you can see that the function table is defined right here as well. So we can just grab this information and use it in our CPP file. The function table is later going to be used by the endpoint to define the functions that are available that the service offers when it's invoked. Later on down here, we can see that we have well, the address of the URL where the FAST or service in this case is going to be accessed. And if we scroll down here, all this code in this particular section, which has a common increase maximum size of the message that the service accepts, it's modifying the channel property in order to make it so that the value that can be sent and received can be bigger than 64 kilobytes, which is default. Otherwise, you would get errors about about sending a larger amount of data than what is actually permitted for the message size. So, like we mentioned previously on the client screencast, you don't need to include this unless you are sending messages that are bigger than the default, which is 64K. Okay, now that we have this information, we can create the service endpoint. And for doing so, we're going to send in the template value, which was used to pretty much define by means of a channel property the message size, which was bigger than the allowed, the URL, the array sort functions, which is the function table, the endpoint property, and the assign first endpoint. So once we do this, that's the service endpoint is going to be created. And now all it takes is to create a service host. And by the service host, pretty much it requires, it can, well, like we mentioned on the client screencast, a service host can have several endpoints. So it takes an array of endpoints, and what we do here is define a, well, just an array of size 1, and we specify this in the parameters or state that it's receiving. It's receiving the service endpoints array, and this 1 over here means that, or is specifying to the function that there's only one element coming in as far as an endpoint, so there's only one that's going to be created. Once we have defined this, we open the service host by passing the host parameter that was used when creating the service endpoint. And at this point, our service is going to be up and running and waiting for connections. So it's going to keep running until enter is pressed. And once it does, it's going to go ahead and pretty much clear out the handles and end the execution. So I'm just going to go ahead and compile this. And if you look at what we did, it is very, very similar to what we did from the client side, except over here we're defining endpoints and opening the service host instead of the service proxy. But in essence, the procedures and everything is very similar as far as going to the whistle.h file and finding functions and information. Alright, so it looks like it's already done. So I'm just going to switch over and have two command prompts here. On the left side, we're going to have this is the sort service using Windows Web Services API. So you can see it right here, the one that we just built. So I'm just going to clear the screen and invoke the sort services API using Windows Web Services. Okay, so now it's running and it's waiting for connections. On the right side, what I have is the directory where the sort client using Windows Web Services API is located. So I'm just going to clear screen and invoke this client. Alright, so I'm just going to specify that we want to use small and that we're going to use both algorithms. Now, as soon as I hit enter, I want you to pay attention to the left side, to the yellow, so you can see that as when this is running, that the function is going to print out messages saying that either quicksort or insert from sort was invoked. So here we go, 1, 2, and let's go to the left. Alright, so insertion sort was called, and now quicksort was called. And if we look to the right, you can see the results right here. And on just like on this test, which was a small file, you can see right away that the performance is like about 2 seconds faster than what we saw on the client side on the previous screencast. If we had a bigger file, which is the case, and we've done the test, but usually it takes like a minute or so we didn't include it for the sake of brevity, then you can see that as expected, the bigger the number of elements in the array that needs to be sorted, then the larger the number of times that the quicksort algorithm is going to have to call the compare function from the caller, and that's going to increase the time that it takes for it to finish. So we saw improvements of about 20 seconds or so when comparing the method in which the native web service was invoking the native DLL, whereas where the WCF component was invoking the native DLL. So make sure to review the code, pay attention to exactly what we did here, and try to implement a web service on your own following the steps that you had. Okay, thanks for watching.